Well, we have an exciting message this morning, and if you would pray, and if you can get a pen and paper, we will be moving, and we will be moving pretty swiftly because this is a very urgent message, and it is important that you know how to effectively fight in our spiritual warfare that we're engaged in on a day-to-day basis. So if you want to just take a moment and get your pen, then you will be able to go back later because I will not have a lot of time to expound, but you will have the fighting scriptures available. And it's such a blessing, Minister Mel, that that first song, I believe it was, that you opened up with, that said that there is an army rising up. We are soldiers, my friends, in the army of the Lord, those of us that have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. We're trying to get to heaven, but we have to fight. It is a battle, but with Jesus, we can break every chain that the enemy throws at us. So I thank God on today. The word from the Lord is saying to us that it is time to address the issue of spiritual warfare. Yeah. There's a lot of things going on in the world, but there are also a lot of things going on in our individual and personal lives. Amen. And we need to know how to fight the good fight of faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you ever wondered why the things in your life just don't seem to go right, even though you seem to be doing all of the right things and you say your prayers, you go to church, you worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, you are a good wife, a good husband, son, or daughter, yet almost on every turn, there seems to be an obstacle blocking your well thought out, prayed about plans. Hallelujah. Well, yes, you must continue to do those things, and you must continue to strive to be the very best God has created you to be. But you must realize above all else that we are in a battle, praise God. We who are striving for good are constantly at war with the enemy forces unseen, if you would. Hallelujah. For the scripture says in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. St. John 10:10 says that the thief, that old devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly. So do not be alarmed. And when we say it is a battle going on, but the bottom line good news to this message is that we who believe and have faith in Jesus have the victory. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:4 says, we belong to God. We have overcome the world, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. However, that does not eliminate the fact that we are going to have to be equipped to handle the everyday challenges and temptations that are presented to us. Praise the Lord. The thief, the devil, comes to rob us of all our joy, our peace, and reason for being on planet Earth. The fact that God created people for his good pleasure does not alter the attack of the evil one and his demons. And as for those out there that are skeptical that the devil is real, check the scriptures. Jesus himself was tempted of Satan. In St. Matthew 16:23, when Jesus commanded, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense to me. Satan, by the way, is another name for devil. The disciples experienced and encountered demons when they told Jesus in St. Luke 10:17, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name, praise God. But Jesus said to them in St. Luke 10:18, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Jesus says in St. John 8:44, Satan is a liar and the father of lies. Ephesians 6:11 says to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the tricks of the wiles of the devil. James 4:7 says to resist the devil, yeah, he's real. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:8 says, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Revelation 12:9 says, he was cast out into the earth, and his demons were cast out with him. Yeah. The Lord sent me by here today to let you know that the enemy is real. And finally, in Revelation 12:12, it warns us, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you. Yes, my brothers and my sisters, the devil and his demons are real, just as God and his angels are real. But I bring you good news today, hallelujah. You can overcome the tricks and the wiles of the devil by your faith in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible instructs us to put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand against the enemy. Hallelujah. The devil. Most of the armor and weaponry that we will need for the battle to effectively defeat the enemy is found in that sixth chapter of Ephesians. And I will begin reading at verse 10, Ephesians 6, beginning at verse 10. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in that wicked day, and having done all, stand. Verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, put on the whole breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praise God for our spiritual weapons. After we put on the whole armor of God, it is then that we experience the supernatural power of God's protection. In Genesis 12:3, God says, I will bless them that bless you. I will curse them that curse you. Joshua 1:5, God says, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. In 2 Samuel 22:3, he says, he is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge. 2 Kings 17:39 says, when you belong to him, he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Psalm 18:2 says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Praise the Lord. Psalm 23:1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 34:15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Psalm 59:17 says, God is our defense. Psalm 124:8, our help is in the name of the Lord. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. Proverbs 35 says, he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Thank you, Jesus. God says in Jeremiah 39:18, I will surely deliver thee. Romans 8:39 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? 2 Thessalonians 3:3, I feel my help coming. I feel my help coming. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 3:12 says, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. Therefore, my sisters and my brothers, do not worry about what man can do to you. Remember Psalm 27:1, the Bible says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. From whom should I be afraid? Psalm 105:14 says, the Lord allows no man to do his children wrong and get away with it. Praise the name of Jesus. But you must remember one thing. We are in a battle, an everyday battle, and you must be suited up. You must be suited up. You must be suited up for battle. Every day you wake up, be sure, be very sure, my friends, that you put on the whole armor of God, because if you do your part, the word of God more than substantiates the fact that God will do his part and more. Praise God for his protection, and praise God for his faithfulness, and praise God for the power he has given us, born again believers, to fight the daily battle and temptations that are meted out to us. But in Jesus Christ, we have the victory in every area of our lives. Well, be blessed, my friends, and remember, Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. And so do I.